talking to me?
Oh, keep your shirt on. You're insured.
You got insurance, don't you?
Phil, I sell insurance.
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
Take out some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby.
Boy, that's one way to get sweet Jennifer's attention. Put a little Elvis on. That's the Memphis in you, babe.
Just that.
Welcome back, y'all. Hour two of Rosie on the House, where we're moving from the garden into the home. And we wanted to bring a little bit different twist into today's show, but know that all lines are open, and anything, any project you're trying to tackle around the house, we're welcome to take your question. The number's 1-888-767-4348. An easy way to remember that number is 1-888-ROSIE, R-O-S-I-E, 1-888-ROSIE, the number 4 and the letter U, Rosie for you. Toll free from wherever you're listening in the great state of Arizona. We're broadcasting from Nogales to Page and from basically Sholo to all the way over Lake Havasu, really. So we're covering the great majority of the state. Welcome. Thank you for joining us and tuning in. We've got Carol. I've got too many kids. I was thinking of the game last night. We've got Julia, my daughter, call screening there, ready to take your call, find out your name. And we've got my co-host here, Romy, at my side. We've got sweet Jennifer, my wife, who does last-minute research and color comments on all the things I do right around the house all week long. I appreciate your support in that dimension. And we have a special guest here. We're going to talk about homeowners insurance today, and with the focus of how we to be prepared for making a claim we hope you never have to make. Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance Service. Clay, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
New daddy, even.
Very up.
Holy cow.
Second baby.
Watch out.
5 days old.
5 days old. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All about that.
Thank you.
You know, when I originally met your family, that was about how old you were.
I think you're right. I was about this tall, right?
You
way
were.
Down here.
Jennifer and I got married in 78, and I met your dad to write my first insurance policy. It had to be about the fall of 1977, and the Jansons have taken care of the Romero's insurance concerns in every dimension in all that time, so we appreciate the long-standing relationship.
Our pleasure.
Insurance must be good. His dad retired. I'm still working.
We kicked him out. We kicked him out.
Did you? You forced
I'm sure
retired.
He's listening right now laughing, hearing that.
You forced retired. Hey, well, one of the things I did want to talk about real quick in this first opening segment is you've got kind of a little outline of three steps in streamline. Because, you know, when you're in that dilemma, when you're the homeowner and you're in that dilemma, oh, no, did this really happen to me? No matter what it could have been, a break-in, and we're going to talk about how to avoid those, a water break.
Hail damage.
Everybody. I'll tell you, one of the things I want to do this show is I want those of you who are listening, not only did the Metro Phoenix area have the hailstorm, but Tucson in that same year had huge storm damage, and so did the Mayor Dewey Prescott area in wind damage. And I actually saw homes where the whole south-facing patio had been ripped off and thrown across the street. I want y'all, we're going to run no results will be published. This is only for our own edification and information. I want to know, did you have a good experience with your insurance company? Now, just the hailstorm, as I understand it, there were a half a million homes.
Hundreds of thousands, that's right.
That created claims.
Yep.
Okay. I heard good things. I heard horrible things. I want y'all to respond at info@rosieonthehouse.com. I want you to respond on Facebook. We want to know. I heard it from the contractor side.
Yep.
From the contractor side, I can tell you which insurance companies are good and which are bad.
Yep.
it's as plain as the nose on your face. But let's do this poll the course of this morning. How would you rate your insurance company on a scale of 1 to 10? How easy was it to process the claim? How fair were they in settling the claim? And I can tell you, we were victimized, if that's the right word for it. We were hit by the hailstorm. I was at Sky Harbor Airport trying to fly out. And my plane gets delayed because the whole airport closes.
Yep.
With this storm. So I'm sitting there for like an extra hour and a half. And now the gate's open and I'm getting ready to get on. And Jennifer calls my cell phone. And I can't even hear your voice on the phone.
That's how loud it was.
That's how loud it was. Yeah. And she says, We have 18 skylights in our house. She says, every skylight's busted. It's hailing inside our home. I said, I'm sorry, honey. I've got a plane to catch.
Love you.
Call Clay.
back in a week. So, I mean, we got hit hard. We got hit really hard. And yep. I will tell you, what would you rate our insurance company?
A 10. It was great.
They were really very fair.
They were very fair. The air conditionings were totaled. The roof was totaled. Yep. Every single skylight was totaled. And it was all back in order in short order.
So that starts the poll, Rosie, right there.
That starts the poll. And I'm sorry to say, I've never read my homeowner's insurance policy. I don't even know who it is. All I know is called Janssen's.
There you go.
Who is our insurance?
MetLife.
Okay. Well, they were a 10. They were an absolute 10. Absolutely perfectly fair.
They're going to love to hear that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's talk about
Snoopy?
That is Snoopy. It's Child Roomy. That is Snoopy. That's their character.
Let's talk about preparing for a claim, because I think being prepared to make the claim that we hope you never have to make is going to go a long way to melt away a lot of anxiety.
You got it. So I think there's really three things that really make for good preparation on a claim, and maybe even things that you need to consider in the middle of a claim. So part of it's preparation. Home inventory, one of my favorite things to talk about. If you have not done a home inventory, taking pictures, taking video, writing these things down, workbooks, it would be our pleasure to get you a tool or a resource. You can reach out to us. We can get you a little worksheet or a workbook. Get that stuff recorded.
Gets you thinking through all this.
It gets the small things, the things people forget to write down.
And photograph your closets.
Photograph the drawers. Open up drawers. Open up cabinets. Photograph that stuff. We all have cell phones, right? You take out that camera phone. You just snap a dozen, two dozen, three dozen pictures. It goes a long way. We work with a lot of underwriters during the claims process. That is their number one wish list. If people could just take those pictures, take that video, walk through your house with that video camera, and that's on your phone now these days.
And
talk it through.
I bought this.
Just bought this couch.
Yes.
Just did this remodel. Just put in this granite countertop, right? Walk through those things. Be prepared. Your claim will go through in a zip if you can have those things ready to go.
I heard it suggested also that however you store that, like if it's on your on chip, or if you download it onto ZipDrive or whatever, store it off your property.
That's right.
You know.
So. I usually tell people, don't be shy. Don't be shy.
Yeah.
Store it on the big thing right now is the cloud, right? Mm-hmm. When you're out there on the internet, there's lots of great free services you can download those pictures to. There's one called Dropbox. There's lots of great tools that you can use. Get those pictures off site. Don't have them at your house, but maybe have one copy at the house, but get something on a computer. Give it to a friend or a neighbor or a loved one. Make sure you got extra copies of those. Collect receipts. People forget about that all the time, right? Collect receipts from big purchases that you make.
And it is incredibly time-consuming to do it the first time.
It's not.
Because for us it was, because we had never done it.
Yeah.
And then you have to recreate, okay, well, spread the jewelry out. We don't have a lot of jewelry, but spread the jewelry out and then kind of recount and document, okay, well, this is from Grandma Carol, and this is from Grandma Jennifer, and this is from Grandma Rachel, and you know, how did we get it, and was it ever appraised, and just kind of narrate through every single component, and you bring out things that have serial numbers, and okay, this is a serial number, blah blah blah, and it was purchased or gifted to us, and you compile all that, and boy. We have it on VHS tape.
Perfect. Rosie?
Have it on a thumb drive. We have it on a DVD. We have it on a hard drive. And I mean, we do have it in multiple locations.
Yeah. You actually said something really great. I just want to spend maybe a minute on it. The jewelry part, right? Mm-hmm. Take it out. Take pictures of it. But if it's something that maybe is over $1,000, you're going to want to either have that bill of sale when you purchased it, or you're going to want to have a recent appraisal. And don't forget, in your policy, you might need to have that jewelry have a special rider for it. We call those floaters. So you're going to have to talk to your agent and say, hey, I've got some jewelry that I want to make sure gets covered, because if it gets stolen, misplaced, right, et cetera, it gets lost in a fire, you're going to need evidence of what exactly that was.
You know, I can't remember ever, and like I say, y'all been riding our homeowners insurance, life insurance and everything for 30, almost 40 years. And the only time I think I ever made Virgin cry, remember the day she cried? Calling the house because we had to take our trampoline down.
Oh yeah,
and they quit riding for trampolines. And trampolines have been a big part of the Romero backyard forever.
Yeah,
and so she knew that, she was upset, finally, she called. She's like a year or two later, she called back and said, okay, we found a policy, but there's this thing of private inspectors.
Yep. So what really happens behind the scenes when you get that new homeowner's insurance policy? The homeowner connects with the insurance agent, gets that policy issued, and behind the scenes, the insurance company then is going to send out, and you might not realize this is happening, and this is good, it protects you, but they're going to send out a privately hired third-party inspector. Very nondescript. They're going to drive by your house. You might see somebody taking pictures. It can be a little alarming, right?
Yeah.
We want to be safe in our neighborhoods, but there might be somebody taking pictures, doing a measurement or two. They just want to make sure that you are appropriately covered. So they might spot a trampoline. Years ago, Rosie, the other thing that was going on were diving boards. A lot of these insurance companies didn't want diving. Made you take a diving board down, right? Made you take down that trampoline. Trampolines are okay now. Diving boards are okay with most companies now, but they are going to be looking for trees or dogs or things like that that maybe weren't mentioned on the policy.
I do remember a day in particular that I'm glad the private inspector wasn't at our address. The year Romy had the wrestling team on the roof of our house with a trampoline in between the pool and the roof, and they were jumping off the roof, onto the trampoline, over the pool gate, into the pool.
You know, your insurance agent didn't know that was happening. I'm glad there's a statute of limitations on this information.
That's not my kid. This isn't my house. I'm the yard boy, and I was just leaving. Right. I have no idea what those people are doing.
Romy had a watchman. He had a watchman at the end of the street making sure the inspector wasn't coming by.
Oh, man. When we get back after this short break, I want to talk to Sandra, who's called. We have open lines at 1-888-767-4348. And I want to talk about tips on how to keep your home from being a target in the neighborhood for a home invasion. 1 in 36 homes across the country will be robbed, 6,000 a day nationally, 5 an hour in Arizona, and 90% go unresolved, unsolved. You get robbed, you're not going to get it back. We'll talk right after this short break on how to protect your home, your family, and your possessions.